open them up to the book of 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, if you would. And we'll just take a little while, and I want to preach to you tonight about treating the family right. Treating the family right. I don't know if I'm going to preach or teach or meddle, all right? We may do a little bit of all of it, okay? May just do a little bit of all of it before we get done tonight, but I'm going to begin by reading there 1 Timothy chapter 5, begin reading in verse 1. The Bible said, "Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed." And we're going to leave off reading there, not that we're not going to cover some more of these verses, but that's where we're going to begin tonight. I want to remind you, okay, I want to remind you, the book of 1 Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy. Timothy was his young son in the ministry, and he was instructing him, specifically instructing a pastor about how you need to work with different people in a different way, and how you trying to give him some help with his work with the flock of God. Strictly speaking, that's exactly what he's talking about here. But I believe there's good application and admonition for just you and me, just regular old church members, all right? I believe there's something here for us, and that those that are in the local body of believers, and there's help for us, and just to know how to treat folks in the church. One of the things that just kills me in seeing our whole culture today is I think we've lost the ability to deal with people. We've lost the ability to know how to treat people and interact with folks, all right? I don't know if it's because we spend so much time, you know, on the stinking, what do they call these? Devices, all right, devices, okay? Whether it be, you know, your phone, your pad, your whatever, okay? I don't know if that's part of it or if that's a lot of it. I think we've lost the ability. We don't know how to raise families anymore. We don't know how to interact with family members, and that carries over into the house of God. I was listening on the radio a couple of days ago, I guess now it was, and a guy was talking about the terrible fentanyl problem, and he was saying, he was asking people, as one of those talk shows, he was asking people, you know, hey, what do you do with your teenager, you know, to help deal with that fentanyl? I'm sitting there thinking, man, if you wait till they're teenagers, it's way too late. And that's a lot of the problem, all right? I would have liked to have called him up and just been able to just for a minute or two just say, hey, if you wait till then, forget it. It's hopeless, all right? We've lost the ability to do it. We've lost so much knowledge that I think our culture clashes, you know, and we've got those culture clashes that are going on all around us. Common courtesy has become very uncommon. Very uncommon. Manners, I believe, are on decline. And in its place, I think we see an emphasis on arrogant, self-centered behavior. And I wish I could say it's just out there in the lost world. But boy, it's rubbing off on God's people. It's affecting all of us. If we're not careful, it affects those of us that have been here for a long time. Those of us that have lived in this old world, it affects us too. So I just want to point out to you, I'll probably say it more than once tonight, but the Bible holds Christians to a higher and a better standard in every way, all right? In every way. And I want you to notice here, we read that verse 1, "Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father." Some of the treatment and the way we treat people, it needs to be related to the age they are. Now, somebody says, wait a minute, you're special treatment. No. We've got this crazy idea that if we treat somebody different, that means where they're not equal. No, that's not true. Well, if we treat them different, then you're giving them preferential. No. Hey, listen, there's wisdom in knowing that different people ought to be treated differently. For instance, verse 1, they rebuke not an elder. Hey, we spank kids. Well, we used to. And they still need it. But we don't spank adults. Nowadays, there's a lot of adults. I would like to spank them. And seeing what they do and the way their kids are, and I go, Mom and Daddy need the whipping, all right? And we get Mom and Daddy straightened out. Maybe they get Junior straightened out. Hey, but we treat people differently, all right? And there's a way to do it. Hey, there is a need to respect those that are aged, okay? There is a need for that. That is the right thing to do. And I believe it's something we've lost in our day, is the respect for older people. In the world, older folks are no longer respected the way they used to be. Amen. And they're not looked upon with respect. I think a lot of ways they're considered a nuisance. They're an obstruction. And in a lot of ways, maybe the world thinks, well, they're a hindrance to progress. You know, you're stuck back there in the last century. Yeah. Amen. And we don't want to give the respect that ought to be given. And you say, well, preacher, you're preaching that because you now is one of them aged. Yeah, I know I've been here a while, but I tell you what, I grew up and I was taught you respect older people. Amen. You just respect them. And we shouldn't lose that, all right? We shouldn't lose that. We ought to honor that, okay? And the Lord's saying that when he says, rebuke not an elder. He says, but entreat him as a father. As a father. Hey, folks that are older, they need to be entreated. The elder men, the elder women, they're not to be treated harshly. They're not to be rebuked the way you would a younger person. You say, well, do you never correct them? No, I didn't say that. But you just do it a different way. You just have to do it a little bit different way. You know, and you can disagree with somebody, but you can still do it respectfully. Amen. Respectfully. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to say, hey, you need to, what you're doing is not right. But man, you don't have to jump on them with both feet. You don't have to treat them like a dog, okay? Hey, if you've lived a while in this world, you've earned some respect. You've earned some respect. You've kept things together, all right? You've kept things together. You begin to look, and I think about folks that have been here a little bit longer, and they've got homes, and they've got things that are paid for. They've put a marriage together that's lasted for years. Hey, can I say something? Boy, that deserves respect, okay? Amen. That deserves respect. That's not something that we're to look at and just pass it off like it's no big deal. I was driving to church tonight. Young fellow walking across the street. You know, I was driving down Dunston, and I was going to turn here on Twin Oaks, and he was crossing Twin Oaks, coming kind of against where I was going. And I understand, I stopped there, but it was the look he gave me. And I thought, well, whatever you do, don't step it up a little bit at all. You're a young man, and you need to conserve your energy. Amen. Yes. You know, it's just that look. And, hey, where'd we get that idea?
Right. Amen.
But, man, and it's not just one or two. Boy, I see it in so many.
Right.
We've lost respect for other people. We've lost respect. We ought not do that. Listen, the world may be going to hell, but we don't have to go with them, okay? And their manners may be going to pot, but ours don't have to. I said it, God holds us to a higher standard. I believe we ought to hold ourselves to a higher standard. Well, nobody else does it. Fine. You be the only one then. Good, you'll stand out in the crowd. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be respectful, especially to older folks, all right? Treat them with respect. Treat them kindly. Now, they may have to be corrected. They have to be corrected. Boy, I remember when I was dealing with an issue with my mom, hardest thing in the world for me to do
Amen.
Was try to correct my mom.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
It was just hard for me to get it out, okay? But it needed to be said, okay? It just needed to be. But I tried to be kind about it,
oh, yes.
You know? And I tried, I don't know if I entreated, I kind of pleaded, all right, you know? But hey, we need to understand that there's some people in this whole world that God expects us to treat a little differently. Treat them just a little bit differently, all right? Now, you say, what about the younger men and women? Don't matter, you can treat them right. No, no. Notice what the Bible said, the elder women as mothers. So the men as fathers, the elder men as fathers. And the hey, now, not necessarily the way people treat their dads and mothers today. But the way the Bible says you'll treat your dad and your mom. Okay? The way the Bible says you'll treat your dad and your mom. Treat them there. Treat them that way. But then it says the younger ones, notice it says the younger women as sisters. As sisters. We're to treat people that way. Now, wait a minute. Wait just a second. I know what goes through people's mind. Good, I treat them like a brother or sister. We duke it out at home, we'll duke it out. No, no, no. Treat them the way you should. I mean, the ones, you know, the brothers and sisters that you care for and are concerned about. Not the one that's your sparring partner, okay? But treat them the way you ought to treat brothers and sisters, okay? And there ought to be a love right there. It ought to be evident. And we'll treat people that way. Hey, in the house of God, we'll treat people like that. Man, you say, well, I don't like so-and-so. Well, get over it, okay? Just get over it. Well, yeah, I don't like what. Get over it, okay? Just treat them right. Treat them right. Well, you don't know what I know about them. That's all right. Treat them right. Doesn't matter what you know or what you think you know or what you might know. And really, it doesn't really matter what it might be true about them. Hey, I know more about that guy right there than y'all do. Sometimes I think I know more about him than his wife does, all right? I've known him a lot longer, all right? And yeah, we can pick each other. We could sit down, he and I could sit down and pick one another apart. And enjoy doing it, okay? Yeah. But, it's not what we're supposed to do, okay? It's not what we're supposed to do. We're not to emphasize everything you know about somebody. We're not to dredge that up. I understand there's goings on in the world today and they're dragging this guy through the mud about something he said 15 or 20 years ago, you know. And I'm hearing today the one guy that's giving him the hardest time, he's got stuff in his past too that he said, but hey, we've all got stuff.
Oh, yes. Amen.
We ought to treat each other right. We ought to treat each other right. This is the family of God.
Amen.
This is the family of God. We're to treat people that way. I want you to notice what verse 2 says. Notice what it ends with. With all purity. With all purity. Now let me just say this, okay? That means there's to be no impropriety. Okay? There's to be no impropriety. Boy, I just, if you're not careful, trying to say how to word this, okay? If you're not careful, you get too familiar. All right, you get too familiar. I'll tell you what my uncle said. My uncle pastored for years, and he said that. And years ago, he said his wife told him, "It's okay if you hug them, the women, if they're under 10 or over 70." And I remember him saying, "You know, some of them 70 years old, getting better looking all the time, huh?" Now, he was kidding, all right? He was kidding. Hey, But there needs to be propriety.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Propriety. I want to say this. You need to be careful if you're hugging somebody.
Yes, sir.
You need to be real careful if you're hugging somebody of the opposite sex.
Oh, yes, sir.
Need to be real careful. I mean, just super, super careful. I honestly try not. When old brother Trangmar was here, we had two sisters that came to church. They were pretty large girls, and some of you remember them, and they always hugged him, and they'd always hug him. I wouldn't let him hug me, okay? And he'd say, "How come you make them stop, and I can't get them to quit?" I said, "They just love you, brother, all right? And it's time to put up with it, all right?" Hey, but I think we need to be careful. Just need to be careful, okay? We need to be careful. You be careful where those hands go, all right? I don't know any other way to say it. Just be blunt, all right? Now, we're to treat each other right, but wait a minute, with all purity.
Amen.
You got that? With all purity.
Amen.
With all purity. There should never, if anybody is going to say something, they need to have to lie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on. Exactly.
They need to have to lie. Don't give them cannon fodder yourself, okay? If they're going to say something bad about you, make them lie. Make them lie. You say, "Well, people will lie." Yep, you can't keep people lying. If they want to lie, they'll lie. Fine business. But you make sure they can't say anything about you that's true, that's wrong, all right? Boy, you be careful. Hey, we're to treat each other. We're to be so careful about that. So careful about that. And you know, the younger women, and hey, the children, we're to be careful how we treat kids too. We're to be careful about how we treat children. Now, I think we ought to work together to help kids, all right? Kids are not always within sight of mom and dad. Okay? Now be sure, all right, wait, my kids are grown. So, now, I just ask this. You don't get too overactive correcting Brother Dunbar's,
right. Amen.
Because he's the preacher's kid.
Right.
Now, you can treat him just like you treat every other child. That's all right.
Amen.
But don't demand something of him you don't demand. Don't demand something out of young William that you don't demand of every other child, okay?
Amen.
That ain't right.
No, sir.
That ain't right. Okay? Now, I've heard preachers' kids gripe about, you know, the way they're treated. And I'll be honest, my brother and I don't have complaints, man. I ignored what people said. No, I was kidding. But I don't remember being mistreated. Right? It didn't happen. I'm glad it didn't.
Amen.
We just need to be sure we don't mistreat, all right? Mistreat. Now, we ought to demand kids do right. If you see them doing wrong, correct them. But don't jump on them with both feet, all right? Just correct them. Just correct them, all right? Why don't you notice what it says in verse 3? Verse 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 all deal with widows.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I just want to tell you, widows are a problem. No, they're not. No. They're not. But there's a lot said here. But I want you to see something. I believe there's great application in a lot of directions. Notice, honor widows that are widows indeed. Widows indeed. Now, God's given 14 verses that are used to give instruction on dealing with widows. So, obviously, much information was needed. Now, maybe it was a bigger problem then than it is now, okay? Now, I just want to say a few things about people, all right? First of all, I believe the world, or at least many people in the world, look upon the church as merely a philanthropic organization or a dispenser of charity for those who have any sort of need. And if you have a need, you call the church. Now, they don't have no need and no use for the church any other time, but they call the church and want that, all right? Now, that attitude, you can't prove that from Scripture. That's not the scriptural deal, all right? The church is not just here to be a giving deal for everybody in society. That is not the biblical picture, all right? I believe in trying to help people. I believe in trying to help people. We've tried to help people a lot of times in a lot of cases. But I believe the first people that a church ought to strive to help is the church members in their own congregation. I believe we ought to do our best. If there's need there, we'll try to meet that need.
Right.
If there's something that needs help, we need to try to help, okay?
Yep.
And man, I don't know how many tons of people we get phone calls from. Used to, when I was a kid, there would be calls, people would call the church, and they needed help with food.
Right.
And boy, how many times have we given food to people? Tons of times. Don't regret doing it any time in my life, okay? But nowadays, it's not that. It's, hey, can you pay my rent?
Right.
Or I've got a drug bill. Now, not illegal drugs, but I need you to help me pay for my prescriptions. And can you pay my water bill? Can you pay my electric bill? Can you pay my rent?
Right. Oh,
yeah. And they call and want all those kind of things. My first question,
come on. Yes, sir.
Where do you go to church?
Amen. That's right.
Where do you go to church? I'm amazed. Have y'all ever noticed how many churches there are in our area?
Amen.
Have you ever noticed how many churches there are? I have people I talk to been here 10 years and haven't been able to find one yet. Well, I just haven't found one yet. Well, how long have you been here? Well, 5 years.
No.
Where have you been going? Well, we really hadn't been going. Now, y'all excuse me, pardon me, you can get mad at me, I guess, if you want to.
Come on, brother, preach.
But I think that's people just want to use the church.
Sure. That's all.
I don't need the church, and I don't want the church, but I just want church to pay my bills and to help me out, you know. And I don't know how many people, have said, I promise I'll be at church Sunday.
Right.
I'll be at church Sunday. For years, I said, if you do, you'll be the first one that ever has.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But that guy sitting right back there makes me change that. I'd say you'd be the second one. All right?
Amen.
Because that fellow right back there, he said, we'll be here. They came by. They needed some help. We helped them. They were at church Sunday.
Amen.
They were at church Sunday. I respect that.
Yes, sir.
I respect that. So now I have to tell people, you'll be the second one. All right, so, because most of them don't. You never see them again. You couldn't find them, all right? So that's just in general. But now notice, these widows the Bible's talking about, they were members of the church. They were members of the church, all right? But the Word of God goes even further, all right? Not just any old widow, if you will let me say it that way. It's widows indeed. You see, once again, God holds us to a higher standard than most people want to acknowledge. Any and every widow did not qualify for help. You say, what do you mean? Well, look here. Look at verse 5, all right? Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplication and prayers night and day. All right? Should have read verse 4, not verse 5. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Look at verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel.
Amen.
Then look at verse 16. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed.
Amen.
So what are you talking about, preacher? Well, it's rather obvious what he's talking about here. The Bible said if you've got a lady, she's a widow, but she's got family, she's got children, she's got nephews, they're to take care of her. It's their job. Look at that word there in verse 4, requite,
yes, sir.
To requite their parents.
Right.
What does that mean? That means repay, buddy.
Amen, brother.
That means repay. Hey, your parents alive, you're obligated to help them.
Amen.
You're obligated to help them. You ought to do it. It's the right thing to do. Well, they didn't treat me right. They may not have. But we're not talking about how they treated you. We're talking about how you're supposed to treat them. And the Bible says it. We're to requite their parents, all right? We're supposed to do that. We're to take care of them. I remember when Dad was dying, I think Dad was a little bit worried about it. He was concerned about Mom. And I said, hey, Dad, my brother and I both said, Dad, don't worry about it. We'll take care of Mom. We'll take care of Mom. We've already got the nursing home picked out. No, I was kidding. We didn't have it, all right? And we didn't want to do that at all. Now, we want to take care of her. We want to take care of her. All right, we're supposed to do that. And that's what the Bible said. The Bible said if there's a widow and there's children, those children are to take care of her. Amen. A widow indeed is one that has no children. Has no kinfolks down the line there that can take care of them, all right? Families are to take care of their own family members. We're to do that.
Amen.
That's why Mrs. Noble is here.
That's right.
Taking care of Mrs. Noble,
amen.
All right?
Yes, sir.
It's a family. Family. Hey, that's what we're supposed to do. That is the thing we're supposed to do. But wait a minute. I want you to notice the qualifications for widows indeed are pretty strong. Don't you notice how strong? Look at verse 9. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old. 60 years old. So it doesn't start till they're 60. Doesn't start until they're 60. There's age qualification. So I'm only 59. You got to wait a year, all right? You just got to wait, all right? Got to wait. That widow indeed, there's an age requirement. But wait a minute. It goes on past that. Look at verse 10. Well reported of for good works. Hey, if you're a cantankerous, honorary, you're not well reported of for good works. You know, God expects something out of his people. God expects us to do some things. And he said one of the requirements is they need to be well reported of for good works. Good works. Notice there after that, all right? If she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers. Hey, we're talking about somebody that's hospitable. Hospitable person. It's willing to do something for other people.
Right.
We're not talking about that person that sits there that's selfish and only concerned about themselves and coming expecting the church, you do everything for me. No. It's one that's well reported of, all right, for good works. They're very hospitable people. Notice what the next statement is in that verse 10. If she have watched the saints' feet. Hey, we're talking about a servant.
Amen.
We're talking about a servant.
Right.
Talking about that kind of a person. But look again. If she have relieved the afflicted. Once again, a servant. If she have diligently followed every good work. That word diligently carries a deep, deep meaning. Do you see what I'm saying when the Bible does not say just anybody qualifies? Just anybody qualifies. But I want to go back to verse 5. I read it the wrong place a while ago. Now I want to read it. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. So what are you talking about, preacher? We're talking about somebody spiritual.
Amen.
And knows what it is to live a spiritual life.
Right.
Knows what it is to be what God wants them to be.
Right.
Now the Bible instructs us, if there's a widow, if there's somebody like that in the church is responsible to see to it to help take care of that individual.
Right. Yes, sir.
We're to help take care of that individual. We're to do what we can for them. Do what we can. Just treat them the way we should. You know, I mean, step up. Step up. That is God's command to us, okay? I said, you know, all those verses would be a lot of trouble, but that's really not what these verses are about. These verses are not about widows being a lot of trouble. It's pointing out, hey, this is what we ought to look for. And that, hey, can I say this? It's not just widows that ought to be that way. It's okay if widowers are that way. Hey, well reported of for good works. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? All of these things, it's not just the verses, well, that only applies to the women. No. And the truth of the matter is you don't have to be a widow or a widower. It really, all these verses are talking to us. Can I say this to you? You're not going to reach something at 60 if you haven't lived it before 60. There's not a sudden change at 60 where you go, hey. It's kind of like, you know, you preach to teenagers. You preach to teenagers about peer pressure. I'll just use that as an example. Peer pressure, man, you teenagers have a lot of trouble with peer pressure. You got to resist and everything. I just want to tell you, when you hit 20, you don't get suddenly relieved of peer pressure. We still face it, all right? Well, there's, you live it from now till 60, and then you keep living it. You keep living it. That's the challenge. I look at these verses, and I think that God's saying this to each and every one of us. Hey, we're to live that right now. Well, I don't have to. I'm not 60. But you ought to. Ought to be living it now. Have you noticed that what's the old saying? You can't teach an old dog new tricks. We get habits established. I got news for you. If you got a habit of not reading your Bible and not praying, guess what? When you turn 60, it's not going to suddenly become easy to do it. If you've got a habit before you turn 60 of being ornery and cantankerous and contemptible and inhospitable, guess what? When you hit 60, it ain't going to change. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying right now, that's the way we're to live. We're to live. And the Bible points out some dangers and related in relation to younger widows. That's where verse 6, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Dead while she liveth, all right? They're spiritually, oftentimes spiritually, they can be unreliable. Look at verse 11. The younger widows refuse. When they've begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. The Bible said, you be careful of those, all right? Verse 13, look at it. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. Hey, if you're young, you have no children, if you're a lady and you have no children, you have no husband, and somebody's paying your way, what are you going to do? Well, the Bible said you got to be careful. They've learned to be idle. And once you learn to just kind of, that's probably in our country right now. We paid so many people so long not to work that now we need to work and they don't want to work, all right? They've learned to be idle. Learned to be idle. And so what do? They wander about from house to house. Not only idle, but tattlers, busybody, yankety, 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 yank. Okay? Gossip, all that kind of thing. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. But the Bible said that, I believe the God's using Paul to point out to Timothy, that's an easy thing to happen. That is an easy thing to happen. Let me just wind the message up tonight. The Bible teaches and demands personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. Hey, you got children, you're responsible to raise them right. Hey, you got grandkids, you're responsible to help raise them right. There's nowhere in the Bible where God puts okay on you spoiling them. I know that's the popular idea now. I don't want spoiled grandkids. I don't want you spoiling my grandkids. I'm not going to spoil them. I don't want spoiled grandkids. I didn't want spoiled kids. I don't want spoiled grandkids. We're responsible to raise children right. Hey, we're responsible to respect other people. We're responsible to do that. I think we're responsible to carefully care for those that are in need. God holds us responsible. You with me? God puts that in front of us, and he says, look, I'm going to hold you to a higher standard. And what goes on in the house of God, God expects it to be to a high standard, not to the base and the bottom, lowest common denominator. Nope. He said there ought to be a high standard for the way you do things. And we ought to be careful. We ought to be careful. I just ought to be super careful. I would not want a child to go hungry. I'd keep from it. But if it's a man or woman that's too sorry to work, I don't care if they starve to death.
Amen. Exactly.
But I don't want a kid to go hungry. But, if you get older, hey, you're too sorry to work. Hey, remember what it said there? We just kind of glossed over it a minute, but I want to look at it again. If any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Amen.
Hey, God holds us to a high standard. High standard. Let's not try to lower that standard, okay? Let's just spend our life trying to make sure we meet it. Make sure we meet. Heavenly Father, help us.